This year is a turning point. Are we going to be a part of a herd or will we become free again? We all have opportunities right now to make a new beginning in what has been a horrendous few years. It seems like everything in life is different and an uphill battle ranging from work, family life, money, love, self-worth, and friendships. Never has it been so difficult to express oneself without worry of offending someone or something. We can scan our coworkers or friends and they are not the same. Everyone is on edge, full of anxiety and down in the depths of depression. Most are probably taking some form of antidepressant, or turning to drugs and alcohol. The random person you sit next to on the bus or subway is probably having their world crashing in on them, possibly their worst day ever. It isn't hard to wonder why. We not as black, white, green, purple, red, we as Americans are in the proverbial nightmare that we are bringing onto ourselves with the way we think and do things. It's like a phase in the book Course of Miracles. We see only what we think we see. What I see may not be what you see, and vice versa. When I see failure in the current administration, you may see that a great deal is being done. It is hard to look at this from a constructive point of view. Trust me, I have tried. I just can't see any good from this administration. I'm not sorry if this offends you, but take a step back and look at the failures and how fucked we will be by the time Biden is gone. Here we are a little over a year into JoJo's ride, and what do we have to show for it? Inflation up 7%, unemployment crazy high, more jobs available than the unemployment rate, damn near everyone is making more per year yet still losing money. We are getting poked and prodded by China and Russia, border is wide open free for all and moved into the interior using taxpayer money, giving all of Afghanistan back to the Taliban, letting them rape little boys and shit, letting schools get away with child abuse, making the military into a test lab, bending over and taking it up the ass is pretty much what is happening to us. If you see any daylight in this administration, please for the love of God stop and check your meds, or give it to the rest of us. As for the jumping off point, we get a chance to change most but not all of this insane shit this year. Yes, this year the mid-equals terms are coming and a lot of seats in local, state and federal positions will be up for voting. Please do your research and pick the right people for the job. I would prefer smart people with integrity and compassion for us all. Speaking of voting, if we have to show a kid behind a counter our driver's license to buy smokes or a bottle of wine, it would not hurt to show a voter ID card. Right? I mean, it seems to go in line with what we do anyway. I don't know why they say it is racist. Then again, we all seem to get a little bit, more and more racist, as time goes due to what is happening all around us. Divide us and we will fall. It's been on the cookbooks for over 40 years. It is a really sad day to see your friends of more than a quarter of a century turn their backs on the inevitable outcome and demise of the United States. I was at a diner last week with a group of us, and one said that the United States would wipe the floor with Russia if they attacked the Ukrainians. I almost choked. I calmly expressed my concern with this thought and had to explain to him that it is foolish to think that considering they are nuclear power as well and millions of people would die. It would be a disaster. Russia would ally with China, and the US would have Britain maybe, and Norway. They are the only two with a large number of troops. We would get our asses kicked in the event we went to war at this current stage. I mean, the transgender SEAL team isn't ready yet and the paint on the pink Blackhawks is still drying. No disrespect to the fighting men and women of the armed forces, but our generals and commanders are fucking things up. We need Powell back, or someone dusty like Patton or MacArthur, please, someone that will get the armed forces ready. Maybe we could have Biden and Putin do a 10-step draw and handle this shit the old school way. Or maybe we should just step this one out and let the chips fall where they fall. Save some lives, maybe focus here at home and close the border, maybe stop printing money and grow the country's wealth, because someone in that war over there will need some credit or lease options. I think we did something like that before. Or we could do all that and clean up the streets of violence. Even just taking a walk to the coffee shop, you are bound to see some illegal activity in broad daylight. I get it, there are some bad cops, but there is also bad fry cooks and bank tellers or customer service agents. To my friends in the North, Canadians, good job for standing your ground on these insane mandates. I really have never understood this silly ass virus. It is best to let the thing pass through us all, and as bad as it sounds, if people die, then people die. I like maybe most of you have become numb and cold-hearted during this. Maybe it's depression, maybe it's just easier not to care anymore, maybe we have harmed us more than the virus did with all the lockdowns, unpredictability of making right choices, and the stress level of feeling all alone when you are surrounded by people you love. It is time-consuming, and very tiring, fighting battles that you cannot understand, let alone even attempt to defend. Like I said at the beginning, we are at a cusp, and what we do this year will determine the mental state of us all. Pick the right people for the love of God. Thank you for listening or reading this blog. Sincerely. Captain Cook.